WHPO.
That's WHPO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHPO, Randolph County Radio.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It's 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to be talking today with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer from the Sparta School District, and also joining her is Chiron. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
So, things continue to be a little different in the district, I guess we could put.
If that's how you want to put it, different. Yeah, different's a good way to explain it for sure.
So, I guess Lincoln has been off the past 2 weeks, and they're getting ready to go back.
Yeah.
Into.
So we've had two instances where we had to have temporary closures right after we first started and got back in August. Evansville had a couple of staff members test positive, so that with their size, that shut down the building for 2 weeks, for the 14 days. Now Lincoln had a linked case, whereas someone in another classroom was linked to another classroom, and it we saw need to prevent it from getting out of hand, so we shut it down, and teachers have been allowed to work from home just for the simple fact that we needed to deep clean and sanitize. We were pretty lucky there with a building of 800 students to go 4 weeks without any incident. You know, any school-based incidents was impressive. Our kids are doing an amazing job of keeping those masks on and sanitizing and really being health conscious for the rest of the people. Mm-hmm. So
I know there was a lot of talk about at the beginning of this, is how, are they going to be able to keep the masks on, you know, and things like that, and driving the bus, you know, I mean, I had not noticed any problems with any of my students, as far as most of them have it on when they get on there. One or two times, you know, they got on, it's like, well, we've got one, but they put it right on, it stays on the whole time, and there's been no issues, and I haven't heard any complaints from the other drivers either. So apparently, you know, the kids are listening, and they're paying heed to what's being told.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I had to do lunch supervision one day for a first grade classroom, and they were like soldiers. They watched when that clock hit 30, the masks came off, they went on the corner of their desk, they ate, and then they knew the sanitizing procedures. They wiped their desks with Clorox wipes, put their masks on before they went to the trash can, hand sanitized, and sat down, and they were ready to learn. It was very impressive that kids that young, you know, at 6 years old, already know routine like that.
It'll surprise you when you don't expect it.
It's surprising, but it's encouraging, too. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if anything good is going to come out of this pandemic, our kids are definitely going to be more health conscious and conscious of germs and reducing spread. I mean, we're getting into flu season. So that's true. Another only good thing about this is if you've had the virus, you're at least immune then for 3 months, they say. So I'm hoping that we have way less people get sick in these next couple months. Encouraging flu shots. I even got a pneumonia shot the other day. It wasn't fun. It took my body down. I've never had that shot before, and they said they usually don't recommend it till older age, but just to have some extra protection against the unknown this fall. It's scary. I mean, we do take it serious. It's so hard. I was talking to Chiron. It's so hard to weigh everything, all of the decisions, and to make sure that you're doing the right thing. But I think collectively we are all really working hard to do the right thing for our kids.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here and we'll come back and talk some more with Dr. Gabe and Kyron here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back again, talking with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer from the Sparta School District, also with her, Kyron, and we were talking about how things, you know, had a few cases and stuff, which kind of things of, I don't know yet really how you put it exactly. It's a little bit different as far as like keeping, you know, scheduling and everything kind of, I guess that really messes with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's different in all of our schools. Lincoln, the kids don't move. They come in, they go to their classrooms for breakfast, and the teachers move throughout the building. So they even eat lunch in their classroom. So that was to minimize the risk of exposure by moving rooms and having big groups of people in spaces at one time. So it seemed to work well. Now Kyron can talk from his perspective, being at the high school, because they still do things relatively similar to how they did before, besides, you know, the masking and things like that. But I'll tell you, as a mom of teenagers that only go physically 2 days a week, and do the rest remote learning, they've asked several times, can we go to Sparta? Because we miss going to school every day. And Kyron and I talked, it almost is putting some kids in a funk, in a depression. I see a lot more lack of motivation, not wanting to go anywhere or do anything. So I think that they've been fortunate, especially, you know, he's our senior. This is our last chance. I want to get him in here as much as possible, because then he will go on to do much bigger and better things after high school. But, you know, he can talk from the student perspective as far as of what he thinks.
Yes. Going to school, you know, Tuesday, you know, Monday, Tuesday, having that break Wednesday, the remote learning. Mm-hmm. I agree, you know, the whole student body, that's enough break for us to kind of sit back, relax, you know, catch up on work, anything we have due. Our teachers have been real, real great this year. They have, you know, they know that we don't want to have our mask on. They, you know, and we're like, yeah, we don't want to, but we just got to do it. And that's what it comes down to. We all got to do it. The freshman class has come in, you know, they're doing well too, with all, you know, them being freshmen, having taken on all this work other than middle school. And, you know, we've all accepted them. You know, Mr. Beckley, Ms. Crumper, they're doing a great job trying to just do what they have to do on top of the virus. It is good that we're still moving classes. You know, I always say I don't see as many people as I used to in the hallways. I still see some, but it's like, this ain't normal, but it's kind of close, you know, not having homecoming about this time, you know, football, you know, we don't have our Friday, everybody's wearing blue and white, the jerseys and all that, no homecoming parade. It's taken a toll on some of us, especially seniors, you know. I know last year seniors, they got it bad. They miss, you know, prom and graduation and all that, but we're starting off this way.
Right.
And we could start off this way and end this way to the whole end of the year. And that's what some people have to realize. So, you know,
it is so unfortunate. During the break, we were talking about going to Missouri. My daughter lives in Missouri, and seeing those Friday night lights on, I mean, you immediately think of, oh my gosh, it's Kyron and Luke and Jaden's, it's their last year. They're not on the field. And other kids are right across the bridge. So it's very disheartening when you think of what our kids have suffered. The only thing I can hope is that it's creating an amount of resilience in them that will take them through adulthood, because they've had to go through life-altering things that I can't even imagine if I would have had to go through that as a teenager. So extremely unfortunate, but it, like he said, these kids are, they're dealing with it. And they're meeting these challenges and they're working through it. And the support of our staff has just been astounding. I think people are starting to realize we're better together. you know,
right.
Together we rise, divided we fall, for sure. So, Kyron also, I wanted him to talk. I got a text message the other day from the Redbud superintendent saying, gosh, you must be proud of this kid. And he sent me a picture of Kyron presenting at the startup program. So I know he's talked about that in the past, but this year he's in the thick of really presenting and showcasing and things like that. So I really would like for him to talk about that program, because I want, we had a couple years where Sparta did not participate in that program. We have to have our kids participate in those kind of programs. We've got to grow our own entrepreneurs and businessmen and women. So I really would like for him to talk about that.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, the CEO program, it's great. It presents a lot of opportunities, entrepreneurship, business, the aspects of it, you know, learning more of a grasp on how to communicate with other team members, learning how just to operate, you know, how you should operate, how you should do this, how you should do that, no matter if it's a business sale, no matter if you're presenting in front of a board meeting like I did the other day. And, you know, always know kind of what you're going to do. Be prepared. You know, the other day I went to the board meeting and a couple of the board members, they got me with some questions, but I still, you know, held up. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. Coming there, I came in there with one mindset and it kind of changed its course, but that's okay. Because, you know, and I think Mr. Mark Stewart, our facilitator, he does a great job. You know, he lets us be us as a class, you know, and he still chimes in when he needs to, but he sits back and he lets us go. And, you know, so far we've been doing good between, you know, the three from Sparta and the three from Redbud.
Now, for someone that may not be real familiar with it, what exactly is the program?
So a CEO is a class of young entrepreneurs, you know. We go and tour businesses. We learn about business, entrepreneurship. We eventually do a business as a class, which we are currently doing right now. And next semester, we will have our own individual businesses, whereas we will learn, you know, business. Mm-hmm. We have our own business, you know, finances and all, you know, all that stuff that has to deal with it, you know, having customers and all that. It's very, very great opportunity. And I encourage everybody to, you know, to look into it. You know, when they come to your school, come see what it's about. And I'm pretty sure if you join, you'll enjoy it. You really will. Mm-hmm. Some days they're stressful, but like I told them the other day, it's positively stressful, because that's the type of stress you need on you. That's positive. It's making you think. Mm-hmm. And this is what this class has been doing, and it's rewarding in the end.
Right.
So
if you go into the entrepreneurial lifestyle and develop a business and stuff, it's going to be stressful at times too. So, yeah. I mean, it's kind of.
Well, and even if you don't go into that field, they're learning job skills that you know, some of us just don't, we don't have time to teach in school. So the way that this starts is their junior year, there's an application process. The CEO startup program comes to us, informs the kids of what it is, and then they have the opportunity to join their junior and senior year. They have very high expectations. There's a dress code. They have to look business professional. It teaches them what work life and the real world it is. Mm-hmm. So it prepares them for that. So even if they don't, you know, we've had kids in the past that have products. Riley Manker has the Granny Joe's jam. Bree Bodeker has, you know, her Just Crafts stuff where she embroiders things and makes products for people. Kyron's going into criminal justice, and he'll probably be, he could be the next president, but FBI, whatever he decides, he still will have so many characteristics from this program that will take him through that. Mm-hmm. You know, interviewing. Think you have to know how to interview to be prepared. And so him getting those challenging questions from board members is just preparing him for when he goes to his first interview.
True. We got another quick break. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way, and we'll come back and talk some more here. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Got a little time left this morning talking with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer from the Sparta School District. Also joining her, Chiron. And Chiron was talking about the START program. And, of course, you know, I mean, as far as sports, I don't think we mentioned a whole lot about that yet. You know, things kind of different in that area as well. I mean, typically this time of year, we'd be out on Friday nights at the football field cheering on the team.
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad. You know, like I said, when you know, going to Missouri or going to any other neighboring states, and the Chiron mentioned the weather. He's right. Like the weather has been perfect for football.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. As we're looking at it now, I think starting up in February, I think you know that will be a little different. You don't need the lightweight jacket. You'll need the heavier coat.
It could be snowing. Yes, it could be like you know, the Green Bay Packers or something like that. But it, yeah, we're thankful that IHSA is pushing the seasons back and didn't cancel them. That was what, you know, a main concern was, is please don't cancel their seasons. They need this. Some don't realize, not only the scholarship opportunity, but I mean, we all know the positive impact that athletics have on, I mean, in clubs,
right.
On student social emotional well-being. It gives them a different kind of connectedness, right. I guess. And I don't want them to lose that. Mm-hmm. Chiron talked a little bit about how clubs are different this year. Mm-hmm. We still have all of our clubs. They're still meeting, but some of our activities have changed. Like you said, we would have been having our homecoming events right now, and it's in Sparta. Their events are fun. That week is a good time.
Look forward to it every year. Past three favorite week.
Yeah, and so then to be a senior and to not be able to do, and these kids are trying to be creative and come up with some different things to do and different ways to make it possible safely.
Yeah, I guess you could figure out maybe a virtual homecoming, but it just wouldn't be the same.
It's just not the same, like, you know, and that's the thing. We're trying to figure out, trying to work with Mr. Beckley. You know, Mr. Beckley's like, oh, you can't do this because the guidelines say that. And we're like, okay, you know, and we're just like, something's going to work out. We feel it is. Let's just keep trying. Let's keep thinking. You know, we got some of the brightest students, and I'd say, you know, our class is, you know, my senior class, very intelligent. We come up with stuff. We can, I think we'll make something happen for sure. So this year's different, but we're going to try and make the best of it that we can.
Yeah. It couldn't have happened. This pandemic couldn't have happened to two better classes. I said that at graduation. Like, they just, they're making it work. So, you know, we still have our Leo Club is still active and helping at Impact. We still have our Leo Lair. So if anyone needs anything, supplies, books, clothing, you know, when winter approaches, there's so many gloves and hats and things. Come there. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people in the community that are committed to donating to that cause, and we really try to keep it up. It's been a hot mess for a minute because during quarantine, people cleaned out their houses and got rid of clothes, and so then that created piles and piles and bags of stuff. So I know they are trying to work, the Leos are trying to work on getting that cleaned up so we can do a couple more open houses following the guidelines.
Yes.
Chiron mentioned during the break, we definitely have to give credit where credit is due. We have a staff member this year celebrating 40 years of service. Lori Penford, she is our librarian at Sparta High School, spent a majority of her career in pre-K. So she's watched our babies grow from literal babies to graduates. So she's a wonderful person. So if anyone sees her out in the community, let her know she's appreciated. She does a great job with our kids. She's really in this for the right reason. Chiron, you want to say anything about Miss P?
Oh, we all love her. There's no ifs, ands, or buts to that. We all love her at the high school. She's always open, you know, to listen to us. You know, and just her saying good morning, hello in the morning, that can start off anybody's day good. And hearing it from Miss Pimford, you know, just will make it even better. So we really do love her, appreciate her, and we all want to congratulate her, you know.
Right. That's... So
she hasn't said this is her last year, so we're not going to say that either, because I tell her she has to be here as long as I'm here. So she's also is our trauma liaison and brings a lot of resources into the district, especially now. Monday, I'm going to start up that self-care challenge again. We're just putting something in someone's head of, hey, this week, try to take a walk a couple times a week, because we forget about ourselves. That expression, you can't pour from an empty cup. Boy, has that been hitting me lately, because I'm like, I'm empty. I don't got anything left to share. So we're gonna start focusing on that as well.
Okay.
Another thing, you know, I'm 18. I'll be turning 18. You know, I'll be able to vote this year. I encourage everyone to go vote. Don't sit out and talk about this and this happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't like it and all that. You get out there and vote. Vote for if you want to change. And we do need a change.
Right. If you don't like it and you don't vote, you don't have any right.
You don't have any.
Be quiet. Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time. But Dr. Gabe, Chiron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again soon in the near future. All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.